This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And I lived in Hong Kong in the late 90s. We've got lots of friends there. They've got about a million fewer people than New Jersey, a million fewer people than New York City. They've had four people pass. And when you ask them what's the biggest game changer, it's the lessons they learned with SARS, bird flu, etc., in terms especially of wearing face coverings. And that's a mantra that we pound away on every day.
You have an obligation to others, in case you might be a carrier, to take the advice we've all been given by people like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, and be responsible for others as well as yourself. For myself, I try to be a good example. I mean, photos all over the place of me yesterday with my mask on.
To mask up or not, that is the raging debate in this country. You can always weigh in. We have a rolling poll going right now. Honestly, it's about 50-50. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and weigh in. Do you mask up or do you mask off when you leave your house? You heard a Republican and a Democrat there. Mitch McConnell, of course, the Senate Majority Leader, and saying he has to set a good example. And then the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, talking about friends in Hong Kong, what they've learned from previous horrific viruses, and the whole idea about wearing a mask. And in New Jersey, of course, the death toll pretty staggering, right behind New York when you look at the amount of people that have died. When we start this show, we always start with the people who have died, the people who have recovered, and those confirmed in the United States and then plus worldwide. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, welcome aboard. So 102 people have died so far from this horrific monster of a disease. 372,000 have recovered, thank God. I'd love to see that number shoot higher. Because certainly the doctors, the nurses, and all the people, the EMTs, the people on the front lines, man, they are doing everything they can. And you see it day in and day out, and you hear the praise and the applause and everything that they deserve because they're really risking it. Confirmed cases, 1.73 million. Worldwide, that number, of course, shoots up, 5.69 million cases confirmed. Those that have died, 356,000, recovered, 2.35 million. I'm talking about New York and New Jersey. In New York, over 23,000 people have died, but they've seen those numbers go down, the hospitalizations, all of that. And in New Jersey, they've seen it go up. More than 11,000 people have died in New Jersey from COVID-19. And these are the deaths we know about because after talking to people that are there on the front lines, sadly, and they have code names for this, there are people that are knocking on doors, especially all over New York City, when somebody suddenly goes off the radar and they had reported some symptoms. So that total starts to go up a little bit. In northern New Jersey, they have kind of the same thing going on. Another important part of this is tracing, and that's why those tracers are important, because somebody gets it, if they're in the recovery total, that's a good thing, but who do they come in contact with, and if they've died, the same thing, regardless, the confirmed cases, who were they near? Because sometimes even those who get COVID-19 and they're lucky and the symptoms are mild and they go through it, they infect people in their homes, children, grandmothers, whoever's staying with them, aunts, uncles, because sometimes some of these families came together right when the quarantine or shutdowns or stay at home started to happen, whatever you want to call it. And oftentimes the person who has it doesn't get it as badly as somebody in the house. So there are wicked, crazy things about COVID-19, certainly. There are other things happening across the land, and we're going to get to them. The emotions many people are feeling with the death of George Floyd, who had the life choked out of him, and four police officers were fired. Everybody weighing in on this, including the President of the United States, and we'll talk about that. And then also the fact that how does this happen, and what especially is going on in Minnesota, and what's happening with police forces there, and what's happening with training and all of that. And there's many, many opinions. And there is, you know what, there is no, when it comes to training, there is no 100% by the book. And that's part of the problem, I think. And when I say by the book, it's because every book is different. Every city is different. And sadly, this is one thing that we've seen pop up too many times. It's very hard to watch that video. Probably I've seen it three or four times. Just absolutely crazy. All right, he loves social media. That would be the president. I mean, he is the king of Twitter. So the president is signing an executive order on social media on Thursday, according to the White House. That's happening. So what does that mean? He's threatening to shut down websites that he accuses of stifling conservative voices. There wasn't a lot of details. I try to scurry around and get more details. And, of course, this has a lot to do with Twitter and what erupted about his tweets, and the first time the president being tagged about unsubstantiated claims of fraud in mail-in voting. There was a warning prompting readers to fact-check the post, the president's posts, and that sent the White House into a tailspin. So, you know, we've seen that there was a panel, a three-judge panel in the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington on Wednesday that upheld the dismissal of a lawsuit by a conservative group and a right-wing YouTube personality against Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Apple, accusing them of conspiring to suppress conservative political views. Interesting, because Facebook's chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, said censoring a platform would not be the right reflex for a government worried about censorship. And we'll see what happens on Thursday. And Facebook, by the way, left the president's posts on mail-in ballots untouched. I mean, they were there. You even have, of course, the ACLU weighing in on this and saying the First Amendment of the United States Constitution limits any action the president could take. Facebook and Google didn't comment. Apple didn't respond at all to any of the requests that they got. I threw in to get an interview there. Same thing. They didn't say anything. But it is something that Republicans are saying. They feel that social media platforms are silencing conservative voices. That's what's happening here. So let's see what happens. 80 million followers. 80 million followers. The president, who's a heavy, heavy, heavy user, of course, of Twitter, that's how he communicates, has more than 80 million, which is huge. And you look at the November election and how important social media is and has been in the past. That's really partially what helped Barack Obama, the ability for his teams to be able to get people on social media and to pop up to certain rallies and whatnot, because they really, really used it well. So I don't know. Is there going to be more of a backlash after what happens on Thursday or not? It's interesting. On the market, which wasn't too bad on Wednesday, shares of Twitter and Facebook fell on Wednesday. All right. The president orders an investigation into the shocking death of a Minneapolis man who has the life choked out of him. We're talking about it on the flip side.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
What would I do if I could feel?
Mayor Fry, from the very beginning, when this incident occurred, he was made aware of it, was very passionate, and spoke very strongly about the reaction to what he had observed. I certainly have said publicly as well that what I observed, those actions from those former four officers, in no way reflect the values and the vision and the culture that I want to change here with the Minneapolis Police Department.
What is wrong with the culture of the Minneapolis Police Department? A hell of a lot if you watched what happened to George Floyd. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, sadly. Kate Delaney, and here we are at the crossroads of some very terrible, terrible reactions to his death, too, as well. And I've said this before, I have police officers in my family, and I, trust me, I've heard all kinds of stories. And as one longtime police officer brother-in-law told me once a long time ago, listen, I'm trying to help the people. I'm trying to do everything I can to not have anything untoward happen, anything that explodes on us, any kind of miscommunication. And I know as I've worked with the police in Dallas, they have so many, and sometimes they have problems too, but they have so many crazy checks and balances because they really don't want to have a George Floyd kind of thing happen. You just heard the Minneapolis police chief, Rondo Arredondo, who was making those statements about, you know, what happened there. Now the cops are former employees. The president has jumped into this and has said that, this is, you know, the Department of Justice immediately, they're looking into it, and he ordered them to do so right away as soon as he saw what had happened. And there's reaction far and wide to this. It's not good for police officers. It's not good for the African-American community. It's not good for anyone when things like this happen. And if you look at that video, like I said, which is very hard, by the way, to look at, where he is being held down by the neck and with a knee during an arrest. He begged for air, and you can clearly hear that. And then you see, I mean, he's in such distress. Saliva has just left his mouth and is all over underneath the car right where he was. And it's, just absolutely awful. Too late by the time an ambulance comes. And how does this happen? Whether he appeared to be under the influence or whatever it is, the fact was that he was docile from everything that we could see, because we saw the video beforehand, and he was saying, "I cannot breathe, I cannot breathe, don't kill me." He's saying, "Don't kill me," and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Now, John Elder, who is the director of communications for the Minneapolis Police, said that after he got out, meaning he was sitting on top of a blue car, after he got out, he physically resisted the officers. They were able to get him into handcuffs, and they noticed that it looked like he was going into medical distress. And they labeled it as a medical incident. A medical incident. But again, you see the footage all over the place. You can clearly see what's happening, what he's saying. And this issue has actually united many Republicans and Democrats who think it's outrageous. It's a layup to look at that video and say, he's struggling. You can hear him. There's nothing he is going to do to the police. They have him in cuffs. There is nothing. Why does that happen? What kind of training? What are they thinking? And can I get inside the head of the Minneapolis police? No, but I, again, have some good inside access to what officers do, how they're trained. I've gone through a couple of days at a police academy. I did this for a TV series I was doing, and it was a while back, but it was interesting to see what the book was on apprehending suspects. And every situation is different. Every encounter is not laid out for you right in front of you, as if it's just an easy picnic. Let's just walk right into this. But clearly, they showed the video they had. And what happened was, initially, the police were called to report. They were called to report at a neighborhood grocery store about someone trying to pay with a counterfeit bill. They showed up and they found George Floyd, who lives in a nearby suburb. He was sitting in an SUV across the street. And then the video shows the officers pulling him out of it and then walking him over to the sidewalk. Then he's on the ground. He's face down. He's beside a police car wearing handcuffs. This is what I'm saying. And you see the police on top of him. And, of course, the rest is history, and it's very hard to listen to, because you can clearly see that he is fighting for air and fighting for his life. So the reaction of the community has been very, very swift. You've got, like I said, all kinds of people, by the way, not just the black community, the white community, if you will, and others from whatever ethnic background they happen to be from, that are outraged by it and furious in that community. Something has to be done. So the FBI is now joined up in the case. Like I said, the president, you know, told them to jump all over it right away, and they're waiting to see even more reports on more specifics about that encounter. I mean, the question becomes, is the officer who put the knee on his neck, should he be charged? Should he be charged? And there are people calling for that to happen, that George Floyd should not have died, and that that officer should be charged with a crime for killing him, for choking the air out of him. The mayor said he should be charged. He says, Jacob Fry says, that should happen. He said he's been wrestling with it like everybody else, and that's the question. Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? And by the way, the mayor is white, as if that matters, but he is. And he said, I saw no threat. I saw nothing that would signal this kind of force was necessary. As I mentioned, the officer was fired, and so were three other officers were fired as well. There have been protests that have happened. There's more that are planned, not just in Minnesota, but in other parts of the country. And you think of what I said at the top of the show and what we're dealing with in the pandemic era that we're in, where now over 102,000 people have died in the United States of America. And it's heartbreaking as we're in the middle of this corona meltdown to see what has happened in Minneapolis and to see the reaction to it. Although I think it's been swift from the legal side of people, all kinds of people demanding that something happen. But what will that look like in the end? We certainly don't know. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to go to the mailbag because you have plenty of thoughts about this story and about even I got a couple of emails about people who are saying, wow, imagine, who are not black, saying, imagine being black in the United States. This is scary to see what happened in Minneapolis. I got that from Jake. And we'll go into a couple of the others about coronavirus, what's happening with the economy. And then actually a lot of you, apparently, because people were home, were trying to watch the historic SpaceX Crew Dragon launch, which is the Elon Musk SpaceX rocket, and you had a couple of veteran astronauts that were going to launch from Kennedy Space Center. In fact, it's significant because of where it was going to launch. It hadn't had any action in a very long time, 9+ years, and it was pretty cool to watch them get ready for it. I was paying attention and watching it, but you could just see that the weather, with wind and rain and lightning on the way to the space coast, it was not going to be safe. So now they're going to try to re-rack and do it on Saturday. Meet you in the mailroom.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has released a video marking a grim U.S. milestone.
There are moments in our history so grim, so heartrending, that they're forever fixed in each of our hearts. A shared grief. Today, it's one of those moments. 100,000 lives have now been lost to this virus here in the United States alone.
He blamed a portion of the deaths on the Trump administration, saying the president should have enacted social distancing much sooner.
According to a study done by Columbia University, if the administration had acted just 1 week earlier to implement social distancing and do what it had to do. Just 1 week sooner, as many as 36,000 of these deaths might have been averted.
This is USA Radio News. In Minnesota, protests are continuing. People are calling for justice after the death of George Floyd. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is now calling for the officer who was holding him down with his knee to be criminally charged.
Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? If you had done it, or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now.
Frey went on to say that Floyd's family and the black community as a whole deserve justice. A new warning says employers should not rely on results from antibody tests when determining whether people should return to work. That's according to new guidelines that have been issued by the Centers for Disease Control. Antibody tests determine if someone has had a coronavirus in the past, but the CDC has expressed concerns on the accuracy of tests, even if the results show the person has virus antibodies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sweet! I'm so ready to dig in. Here's the deal. You can always send me your thoughts 24/7 to katedelaneyradio.com. By the way, mask on, mask off. We have a rolling poll. And so far, it really is 50-50, honestly. I've hardly ever have any poll where it's 50-50, but I have to say, it's 50-50. So you can weigh in. What do you think? Also, if you don't feel like doing the 24/7, let your fingers do the talking, you can jam on the phone lines. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. A ton of you wanted a break from COVID conversation and everything else and wanted to see a rocket blast off into space, but you didn't get to. Why? Bad weather. JoJo in Ohio. Hey, Kate, you said you went to Ohio University. Rock on with your bad self. I was also a bobcat, and I loved it. I bet you liked those nights on Court Street. But it wasn't about Court Street. It was about watching the rocket take off with my two young sons. It did not happen. SpaceX was space fail. They couldn't help it. Mother Nature was nasty. It'll happen maybe on Saturday, which might be even better, or Sunday if Saturday doesn't work out. But they have those two dates apparently scheduled. What did you think of the astronauts and their kids sending them off? Oh, I thought that was like the best part. So the kids are practically, you know, they're in a car and they're practically right on the space pad with them, which I thought was so cool. And they went through what they normally do. They do the traditional breakfast, steak and eggs. They suited up and, you know, got that 20-minute ride to the pad where they were going to take off. And it was in two Tesla SUVs, of course. But when it was all said and done, of course, you're right, it was about the weather. Tornado warning, weather advisories, no way are you going up for that. And they know it. It's always hurry up and wait. And you got to do it when it's safe. So, of course, that's what they're going to do. It'll go up on Saturday or Sunday. I bet you it goes up on Saturday because they are so ready to make this happen. And if the weather's good, it will happen. I mean, they've been training for a while to get up there. And this is a big, big deal. And listening to the astronauts and the build-up beforehand, I think, was really, really, really cool. And their suits. It's debatable about those astronaut suits. So I got this one from Harry, who says, "Kate, I haven't reached out in a while, but I was watching what was supposed to be the launch of the latest craft of Elon Musk into space, and his spacesuits look like kind of, I don't know, wonky movie suits or something. What did you think of them?" They're calling it the evolution of the space suit. I was reading what the New York Times said. They said it's like a tuxedo for the Starship Enterprise. I can't top that. I'm not clever enough to top what they described it as. I think they're right. I think they nailed it. It does look like something a costume designer would put together for a movie about astronauts in the future. Very different, the futuristic flight suit that Doug and Bob were wearing instead of that bulky orange shuttle flight suits that the astronauts used to wear. In fact, they wore the last time a rocket was launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. And the helmets, this is pretty cool, I got to tell you about this. The helmets are 3D printed, and the gloves are touchscreen sensitive. Ooh. I like the idea of the 3D printer, you know, helmets. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool. The suits look comfortable, I'll say that. They looked pretty comfortable to me, and definitely better looking than the orange suit. There's no, you know, what do you think when you think of orange suits? Let's be serious. What do you think of? You think of seeing people on the road picking up trash because they're doing community service, and you think of jail. You think of the orange variety of, you know, like the TV show Orange is the New Black, because that's what the women in prison are wearing, orange suits. All right, so we move from space to here on Earth, and plenty of comments ranging from all kinds of things, including what happened in Minneapolis. This one is from Bob. He says, "Hey, never emailed the show, but trust me, I'm listening when I can. Sometimes I get it a few days later when I'm taking a very long walk to clear my head. I think it's outrageous what happened in Minnesota, and I think that police department needs to get it together. Whatever happened there, you have to back your brothers, of course, in the blue and the black, but not when they choke the life out of someone right in front of your eyes. There's something wrong with procedures. If George Floyd died the way that he did, where you can clearly see on video that he is restrained, he's not going anywhere, and there was no need to keep that knee on his neck and choke the life out of him, I think that cop should be charged. And trust me, usually I am backing the cops. I was a cop for a couple of years early in my life. All right, another police officer sent me something, and this one is from John, listening to us in Connecticut. And John says, "Kate, I used to listen to you when you were on WFAN. I was a rookie police officer then, and trust me, I had some of those crazy schedules, and I enjoyed your take always on what was wrong with the Yankees. What is wrong with the police officer who used a procedure that was probably in the book, which it is, and there's a way to do that, but was overly aggressive and should have stopped when there was that continuous, 'I can't breathe.' We've seen this before, and I pray I would never find myself in that situation. And is there something we don't know? Is there some sort of circumstance? You clearly can see that it doesn't look that way. I feel sorry for his fellow officers, and I feel sorry for the people in Minnesota for dealing with this. And as a police officer, I own, in a way, what has happened here, and it's a it certainly is a learning, sad moment for many of the rest of us in blue. Keep doing the fine work. WFAN, and you were a rookie. I'm just thinking of those years. I used to have a lot of police officers that call me. So thanks for that. And, yeah, it obviously, this is a learning moment that you didn't want to happen. And, you know, what do we know? What we're seeing, what we saw, everybody's seen this video now. And I'll tell you what, there's a GoFundMe page that raised 120 so far. I think it's more than that now. $123,000 because, you know, for family, for what's happened to everybody connected to him now and what they deal with. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see what the rest of the fallout is, because that horrifying video was just all over social media, as it should be. So, because it's there. There was so many people that saw, and then there were several hundred people who stood outside They were outside the third precinct. And they were, you know, chanting, holding signs in support of Floyd. And there were 60 officers that were, this is afterwards, of course, next day, out with gas masks and face guards on the other side of the barricade and, you know, protests for hours and very, very sad stuff. Certainly, like I said, what a time in our lives to see that. And, you know, I heard something from Floyd's sister who said, her name's Bridget Floyd, and she was on one of the morning shows, and I caught that, and she said that the four officers in the video should be charged with murder, because that's exactly what they did. They murdered my brother. He was crying for help, and she said she had faith that the officers would be charged, but because their firing was not enough. And again, in the era that we live in, with so many video capabilities, including body cams that the police have themselves, but also with so many other people clearly showing what was going on, let's see what they ultimately decide to do after this investigation. All right, how about this one? This one is, I purposely didn't do, because we always have so many about COVID, so I didn't go too deep into those. This one is from Charlie, who is listening to us in West Virginia. And Charlie says, Kate, I usually get you after the fact, but sometime I'm going to call your show. Sad that 100,000 people have died from the virus. I appreciate your story about your great-grandmother, who you don't know anything about, who died in the pandemic the last time around. And as you mentioned, 50 million people. Crazy to think about how many people died then. And when you look at our population, 100,000 isn't a lot numbers-wise, but one death, I heard you say that, is too much, and I completely agree with you. Social distancing, masks, all that kind of stuff, I think have really helped areas that have done that so well, and it's a lesson to anyone, young or old. If it's working in other states, neighboring states, why not do it? Because you could end some of the misery for all of us, and then let's get that bloody vaccine, and the sooner we get the vaccine, the better for all of us. Yeah, I think that the social distancing obviously is happening, because we have succeeded in slowing down the virus spread, so that's good. Time for what's happening on Twitter. Oh, a whole lot. We're going there next. Tweet, tweet. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, what's up on Twitter? That's where we're headed. Lots is up on Twitter, always, right? The president, that's how he speaks to us. 80 million followers, doesn't lie. I mean, if you can reach that many people just like that, you can understand why social media can be so effective. I can't wait to see what happens with that executive order on Thursday. And what's going to happen to some social media folks? What kind of an executive order? I could not get anything out of the White House. I even have two pretty, I'll say, sources next to the sources that usually can at least pry something loose, but nothing. All right, you didn't have to pry this one loose. Joan Gable, who is the first female president of the University of Minnesota, sent out a tweet where she said this: "Dear students, faculty, and staff, our hearts are broken after watching the appalling video capturing the actions of the Minneapolis Police Department officers against George Floyd, leading to his tragic death. As a community, we are outraged and grief-stricken. I do not have the words to fully express my pain and anger, and I know that many in our community share those feelings, but also fear for their own safety. This will not stand. Today, I am announcing two immediate changes regarding our relationship with the MPD. First, I have directed Senior VP Brian Burnett to no longer contract with the Minneapolis Police Department for additional law enforcement support needed." Wow, that's huge, saying, hey, no thanks, Minneapolis Police. We don't want your support because we'll figure out another way after watching what happened with George Floyd. That is That's huge. Cutting off ties, the university cutting off ties with the police department. I've never heard of that in the wake of this death. So she was taking it all the way, and good for Joan Gable for making a step like that and saying, you know, let our voices be heard. And it's overwhelming sadness, and we demand accountability and justice. And she says the campuses and facilities are part of the community in which they reside. University students, staff, faculty are day-to-day participants in the life of every community in the state. We have to act when our neighbors are harmed or they're in pain. So that is very, very big. The Los Angeles Times tweeted out a picture of Harry Santoso. And you probably don't know who he is, but Harry Santoso went back to work at Amazon as part of the company's hiring wave. 2 weeks later, he was dead from COVID-19. So he went back to work April 12th, his 27th wedding anniversary, by the way. Boom, gone. 63 years old. And again, it shows you what can happen. And there were precautions being taken, but, you know, they say it's insufficient. A lot of the Amazon people are saying that protection isn't enough, and he was part of it. You see what happens. It only took 2 weeks, and, you know, he was swept up in it. Very, very, very sad. So that story was tweeted all over the place because, remember, Amazon was hiring 175,000 new workers in March and April, and they're rethinking some of the things that, of course, they're doing, but it's dangerous in those tight places. And even when it looks like, because when you see some of the warehouses, it looks like there's a lot of space. But again, the virus, the droplets, the, you know, who knows, situations. And he was in one of those situations, sadly, one of those situations. All right, some more tweets that caught our attention that I thought was interesting. And this actually was kind of funny. I have to say it was kind of funny. Britt Hume, of course, is an anchor on Fox, does a show on Fox, and he tweeted out, this might help explain why Trump doesn't like to wear a mask in public. Biden today, he did that the other day, and it was retweeted all over the place, including today. And there's this photo of Joe Biden where he's got the dark aviator glasses on, which is, of course, what he was wearing, and a very big, dark, black mask. And then he's got a super suit on. So it does look kind of mafia-looking, sort of. And I have to say, I mean, you got to be able to laugh at some of this stuff, and that was rather funny. So he took advantage of that, and it caught some attention, not just from conservatives, by the way, but just other people who thought, oh, yeah, the way that picture looks, that is pretty crazy, actually. So, you know, there you go. And then the president, of course, always taking to Twitter. And how many, it's just a question of how many a day that he puts out there. And I'll give you some of the latest. One of the things that he tweeted was this, because, you know, he'll tweet appearances and stuff. He said, who else gave, this is a tweet, who else, this is the president, Real Donald Trump. Who else gave the less than elite? We are the elite. We know how to win. 260 great new federal judges, two SCJs, lower taxes, biggest ever regulation cuts, rebuilt military choice, save 2A, and much more. Not sleepy Joe. Thank you. Thank you. So, of course, that's a nick at, he calls him Sleepy Joe, at his might be opponent it's looking like, and that's Joe Biden. And then there was this, where he tweeted a couple of hours ago, Texas Supreme Court, lack of immunity to COVID-19 alone, not enough to vote by mail. And then he put a link to the Dallas News. And he said, big win in Texas on the dangerous mail-in voting scam, because, of course, the president doesn't want that to happen, says there's too much of a chance of voter fraud. And in Texas, they obliged him out of Austin because the Texas Supreme Court on Wednesday ruled that the lack of immunity to COVID-19 is not enough to what I just said and what the president tweeted. So that was a backup there. And then kind of to highlight the whole fact-checker bias is what the president is saying. He said, big tech is doing everything in their very considerable power to censor in advance of the 2020 election. If that happens, we no longer have our freedom. I will never let it happen. They tried hard in 2016 and lost. Now they're going absolutely crazy. Stay tuned. 98,000 and counting loved that tweet by the president. It was one of his most popular tweets, and it was reshared, retweeted, as they say, 28,000 times as well. So there you go. The president always gets a lot of reaction, and that's not a surprise. And then you have the cavalcade of celebrities who weigh in on various things. Somebody who has a lot of followers, he has 111.7 million followers. Can you guess who it is? He's only following 299,000. That would be Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber tweeting out all kinds of things, including he tweets out little drawings that he does and causes that he's supporting, and other artists who are releasing, you know, videos or new songs or whatever are coming out. And it's funny, Justin Bieber tweeted out, I caught this was probably a week ago though, next 5 hours only, and only a certain amount, as we can't do too many, LOL. If we run out, we run out, but we hear you, and all for a great cause, so let's do it. Hashtag stuck with you. And the stuck with you thing was, there was all kinds of t-shirts and all that kind of stuff, and the stuck with you is a new song that's out and a project that he has going on. So that's what he's referring to. But my favorite tweet, and he tweeted this out last week, was he had a line drawing of two people sitting in the middle of a house just by themselves, and it said, you know, Stuck With You by Ariana Grande. And I thought that was clever. Stuck With You. Out now. Justin Bieber. All right. Keep up the tweeting. It's always interesting. You can tweet me at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. The pretty music means I got to exit stage right. Thanks for listening to the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.